Hello, I went up the spout again, but stuff still happened. So what's up, bees? Bees! 250 million bees! 14 million bees. I don't care anymore. This past Friday, a truck in Washington State overturned full of bees. 14 million of them. It was originally reported as 250 million bees pouring out the back of this truck until, I shit you not, a group of master beekeepers arrived on the scene. These dudes rocked up and they were like, hey, buzz, buzz, I have a better number. It's actually like 14 million, not 250. Get out of here with that. So they got an expert opinion on the bee count, but actually this is kind of amazing. Within a couple of days, they actually managed to get most of the bees back. I want more situations where the most niche professionals who get to call themselves a master of their craft show up and just solve the problem. Like, who knew? We got a truck full of bees. Someone call the secret society of master beekeepers that we have on hand, apparently. Rad. Amazing. Very cool. The only thing I know about beekeeping is the smoke thing. The it like smokes up the hive. Other than that, the rest of my hive knowledge is from Destiny 2. So not applicable. So yeah, there was a threat of 14 million bees invading Washington State. But then the beekeepers took care of it. The end. And now we move on. Policy. The state is doing surveillance in the surveillance state. Yeehaw. There's a scenario that's often brought up by pro-abortion rights activists where they say, okay, consider a case where a woman is living in a state where abortion is illegal and she needs to go get one because it's threatening her life. So she goes to another state, gets the healthcare that she needs, and then is prosecuted by her home state as a murderer. Like, the cops find out and they go after her and they're like, you are from whatever state, you did a bad, we're coming after you now. For simply like doing self-preservation. Right. So again, this scenario is brought up often in just sort of like arguments as a hypothetical that isn't actually all that hypothetical. But unfortunately, most people who are hearing this argument either lack the ability to sort of like put themselves in that situation and have that foresight to see, oh, wait, yeah, I can see how this could be used against me in my own way. Or they just agree with the state in this scenario and they're actually totally okay with it. So I want to point out a story that is a lot more real. It's not exactly that scenario, but it's scarily close. A woman in Texas was believed to have given herself an abortion, and she was believed to have fled the state. So her family went to the cops and was like, we don't know where she is, and we're scared for her safety. The cops then used a system called Flock, which gives them access to a massive network of over 80,000 cameras across the country to look for this woman. They can scan for license plates, they can look for identical features, they can go far back in history and access all of that, including cameras that are across state lines and without a warrant or prior authorization. The only thing they have to do to use the system is input a reason why they're using it, to which they said the reason was, had an abortion, search for female. This is a literal nationwide camera network that cops can just access. Because had an abortion, search for female. But it's okay, it's a privatized network. So since it's not the government doing it, it's okay. Let's keep letting tech companies do this. So it's a bit of a fascist hellscape out there. And combine that with the State Department now planning to start vetting foreign student social media when they're coming in for a visa to study here, because we just love free speech. It's so tasty and it goes down smooth. Speaking of smooth, what's not smooth is this transition into the next segment about RFK and his report and its hallucinations. RFK Jr. is an incompetent, hubris-driven fool who is actively working to undermine the health of an entire country because no one has told him to actually shut the fuck up, ever. Here are my supporting arguments. I talked last week about the MAHA report, in which RFK basically was like, here's my big report on what's poisoning the children's these days. The report said the things that you'd expect a conspiracy theorist anti-vaxxer to say are bad for the children, like vaccines and those dang phones. It was also, of course, altered by the White House to remove key sections about large chemical companies that may have faced scrutiny. But now, after people have been poring over it and actually seeing what's in the report, it has come out that the report appears to be littered with AI hallucinations. So it became pretty clear that this report was just citing absolute bullshit, probably made up by ChatGPT. For example, there were authors credited to papers that they never wrote and co-authored with people they've never met. The White House has categorized these errors as, quote, formatting issues, and have released an updated version to address these formatting issues. These are formatting issues in the same way that the lack of additional zeros in my bank account is a calculation error. So he puts out this report that cites things that don't exist and science that no one agrees with. He's also railing against fluoride, which is projected to create a $10 billion bill of just dentistry appointments if it gets taken out of municipal water. And then he's fucking with ongoing research contracts for things like research into a vaccine for the bird flu. The thing that we're worried about happening. I spent a lot of energy during campaign season just pushing back on the swarm of RFK bots in my comments that were constantly claiming that he wasn't the obvious anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorist that he absolutely obviously is. People literally came into my comments and said he's not an anti-vaxxer. When the man founded an anti-vax think tank, it's bonkers. Public health is a group project, and beyond just the entire country failing, the teacher is for some reason telling us that the only way to get an A is to punch yourself in the balls on loop forever. Moving on, remember Boeing and how they made the airplanes that kept falling out of the sky? And then it came out that they were like skirting safety regulations, and then they totally didn't kill multiple whistleblowers over it. So the US Department of Justice had opened up a criminal fraud case into Boeing, and they're now just kind of quietly just scooting that off. Yep, the DOJ is basically bringing Boeing to a pinky promise to do better and to pay out $1.5 billion, sort of in like investments to the families that were lost of the over 300 victims. So $1.5 billion in a sort of soft agreement to not be charged with fraud. Boeing's market cap is around $150 billion, and they reported about $15 billion in profit from Q4 2024 alone. But notably, if Boeing was actually investigated and charged with the fraud that they almost definitely did, they would no longer be a viable government contractor. We'd have to actually start applying standards to our war forges, and we cannot have that. Let's move on to world stuff. What's up, France? How's your power? I hope it's back. France has been kind of going through it. It got dark, so they lit some fires. First, there were widespread power outages in the French Riviera area. That's fun to say. French Riviera area. French Riviera area. That's fun. Do it. Anyway, there was an outage, and they were like, what the fuck? This seems to be like sabotage at a substation. The next day, there was another outage that was more sabotage at another substation. Seems to be arson. There's no suspect in custody. Hey, don't do that. Like, it affected 200,000 people who were just trying to exist. I get the impulse to go after infrastructure to make a point or whatever. I don't know what this is or who did this or what their intention was, but hey, don't do that. But it's okay, because as I said, they lit fires, but not particularly close. Because over in Paris, there were celebratory riots over a PSG victory. It was like a super hype and storied victory that I do not have the context around, but there was a bunch of people at a stadium in Paris that were basically live streaming the event from Brussels, where it was happening. And they were winning, and they won, and then riots. There were like multiple fires, a bunch of altercations with cops, and apparently 81 people at least have been arrested. And local officials were like, that's not... Y'all are bad. They called them barbarians. A small village of just about 300 people in the Swiss Alps has been buried almost entirely in ice and rock. The town of Blatten was flattened. Oh, Jesus. That was not written. That was not planned. That was literally an ad lib. I didn't even intend for it. And now I have to keep it in. But that's terrible. And I apologize, but I can't change it now. I mean, I could, because like I edit this after I record it. But that just happened. This is my truth. Anyway, this village was submerged under rock and ice when a nearby glacier in the Alps broke off and caused a massive mudslide. 90% of the town is just wiped out. Thankfully, all 300 residents were evacuated well beforehand, thanks to warnings from geological scientists. While obviously this is tragic, the support has also been swift. There are relief organizations on the ground helping to clear out the rubble. There are search efforts going on for a missing person. There are funds that are being raised for the families that lost their homes, and there is an intent to rebuild the town. We're just waiting on those details. So here's to the people of Blatten. I am sorry for the joke. It wasn't intentional, but I had to include it. Meanwhile, in Gaza, the genocide continues. I don't have much more to say on this, but I can't not mention it. The U.S. and Israel were supposed to work together on a food distribution relief effort, and it went as bad as it could have gone. They shot at the hungry people who were trying to get food. I'm just going to read this quote from a Gazan resident. Quote, my brother went to receive aid from the American distribution points in Rafah when the bullets started raining down on them. The Israeli soldiers had started shooting at the people there. My brother went with two of his friends. One of them was critically injured in the head. The other was killed. And my brother was shot in the back. He was transported to the hospital by a donkey cart. No ambulances can reach the area. And there were dozens of injured and dead. When asked, Israeli officials said that they know nothing about this, because that's what they do. There's even reports of an Israeli tank firing on crowds trying to seek aid. I don't know what else to say, as I said. Barring direct third-party intervention, I don't really see this changing. And all the while, they're using our tax dollars and the word of God to explain away their crimes, which I don't agree with as a taxpayer. How about some good news? Because I got something from Kenya and Germany, and it involves our favorite subject, rhinoceros cum. Researchers in Germany and Kenya have worked together to perform the first successful IVF procedure on a rhinoceros. IVF being in vitro fertilization, like artificial fertilization, but on a fucking rhino. The reason that they're doing this is because the North African white rhino is very nearly extinct. There are two left in existence, and both are female. So they've been researching how to do this on a rhino, and they practiced on a south white rhino, which is related, but is not north. Point is, they were practicing on a practice rhino before they go to the main event, but yeah, they just took their frozen male rhino sperm that they had in the freezer. We've all got that somewhere in the back of the freezer there, and they just kind of boop. Preggers. This is a huge conservation breakthrough and could actually potentially repopulate a species on the brink of extinction from decades of poaching. So, yeehaw, yay science, good job. Thanks for the cum, rhinoceros. Technology. Texas has passed a digital privacy law that basically says, hey, Google and Apple, really anyone who runs an app store, so basically Google and Apple, you need to stop minors from being able to make purchases and download other apps without parental consent. This is a very large state doing this, and this is not the first time that we've seen one of the biggest states in the country just kind of make their own digital privacy laws because the federal government won't fucking do it. Several years back, California made a sort of like similar-ish set of laws to what the EU has, kind of, but also way watered down, and it's just California. But because of that, it essentially was like, well, we need to adhere to California's laws, so it's functionally, we need to do the work anyway, we might as well just support it in all the states, etc. And so now we've got states around the country banning porn, or in this case, they're banning what certain people can do at certain ages on the internet, which, to be clear, there's a lot of Americans, about 80%, agree that something needs to be done about minors on social media, but what we don't really agree on what. A large portion of people say that it's not up to the state to determine what should happen. It's up to the parents. And some people say that the state can pass laws that empower the parents. And some people say passing any laws is an infringement on the rights of the teenagers from being able to engage with the economy on the internet, as well as speech issues and so on and so forth. It's a very messy subject. Not to mention that Congress has been batting around things like COSA and other just shitty attempts at making actual technology policy. It's embarrassing. But what we actually need is comprehensive data privacy laws, which we can then use to enact the specific needs of communities, such as having actual understood control about the relationship between parents, tech companies, children, and all of the data generated therein. Obviously, tech companies are very much against basically anything that requires them to do additional work, track additional data, or whatever. And they're gonna really sneakily talk about how it's an infringement on your rights for them to have to collect extra data about, for example, your age, which, agreed, but they already have that information. They're not worried about collecting more of your data. They love doing that. They have your data. It's a matter of if they're going to have their bottom line impacted by preventing 13-year-olds from purchasing whatever, almost definitely just using their parents' credit card. So stay frosty, because the tech companies are not your friends. Speaking of which, If you use Gmail, you are now getting an AI summary of your emails, whether you like it or not, fuckboy. I don't know why I put the fuckboy in there. You're not a fuckboy. You listen to this show. That means you're a... I don't know. Something. Anyway, so Google is going to start rolling out email summaries. So in long emails and in email threads, they're going to pin an AI-generated summary to the top of your email. It includes a disclaimer saying that the summary is written by Gemini and may contain mistakes. Here's a product. So they are just happily running people's emails through their AI without asking them first. It used to be that you had to request a summary. Now it just happens. You can disable the feature in the settings, but I would highly encourage you to actually go out and explore other email providers. I know the idea of switching an email provider sounds like hell, and it's not fun, but there do exist other providers that aren't gonna do this kind of bullshit and actually respect you, your data, and your privacy. I've linked a little bit of information in the newsletter today about this, but the two services I generally recommend are Fastmail and ProtonMail, and I'll link to them in the description. This is not sponsored. I just genuinely want people to move off of Gmail. Lightning round. The US is looking into whether or not the new Pope is allowed to keep his American citizenship, given that he is a foreign head of state. Huh. Some climber dudes in the UK sent the mountaineering world into a tizzy after they essentially cheated climbing Mount Everest by inhaling xenon gas, which is apparently like performance enhancing as far as acclimating to the environment goes. They went from London to the peak of Everest back to London in a week, which is like super record breaking to the point that there's now an investigation. In the UK, there was a terrifying car chase where cops were chasing down a guy going at 10 miles an hour, high speed. He eventually crashed and they got him. And finally for today, big news, Cyberpunk 2077 sequel is officially titled Cyberpunk 2, which makes sense. Hey, it's Pride. It's Pride. What's up, Pride? So because it's Pride, instead of hawking my merch and Patreon, I'm going to ask you if you can hear my voice. Consider making a donation to a charity like the Trevor Project, an organization of your choice, or you can just go search for some good options that is helping to ease the lives of queer people in 2025. Queer folks, especially trans folks, and especially trans children, deserve protection, support, and safety. So here's to all y'all. I'm wishing you a raucous pride. I don't say raucous often. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and the remainder of those millions of bees that I captured myself. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well.